And as we celebrate 31 years on the air, Grapes NHL trade deadline time, you've got some great stories.
Well, I think the one that Saturday night when they had Vermette, that he got traded for Arizona, which is buried in the desert out there and not making the playoffs for the next 100 years. He got traded to Chicago, who have a real good shot at the Stanley Cup, as everybody knows. And he had tears in his eyes. He really didn't win. And the dumb reporters really bought it. I mean, am I missing something here or what?
No, you're not missing a thing. And I've got another great Chicago trade story right after this.
Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. And Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
All right, before you talk about a couple of great trades, Jim Thompson, you mentioned Chicago. Connie Smythe traded Jim Thompson to the Norris family in Chicago for a racehorse.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why they traded him, if you want to know.
No, I don't.
He was like Ted Lindsay, Todd Sloan, and all those guys that tried to form the Players Association. And Conn Smythe, who I really liked, hated any unions, hated anything like that. They were getting rid of him. He's a bad apple, and he was a steady, stay-at-home defenseman. He said, I'm getting rid of him, and he got rid of him for a horse.
All right, how about a couple of others?
Well, I could tell the one about, I think, one of the biggest shockers of all was Eddie Shore. I thought it was he traded him to Syracuse, a player who I knew quite well. He needed two hockey nets, and he traded him to Syracuse for two hockey nets. Can you imagine? Well, what did you get traded for, Jim? Well, I got traded for two hockey nets. But the best one of all is Eddie Shore. He got two guys. He traded for two guys, and they get off the plane. Get off the bus, and he came to Eddie Shore. Now everybody's terrified of Eddie Shore. Eddie Shore was always right in everything. So one guy's name was Billy Smith. I forget the other guy's name. So he walked up and he says, "Hey, you're a lot smaller than I thought you were. Is your name Smith?" "Yes." He says, "Well, where's your hockey equipment?" "Well, I don't have hockey equipment. I'm a defenseman." Shore looked at him and he said, turned around, he said, "Fooled again," and walked away. So what happened was, after I found out later, he thought he was getting Gary Suitcase Smith, who was about 6'3", and Billy Smith was about 5'10", but he thought he was getting a goaltender. And Gary Smith heard the story. Thank God I never went with that guy.
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined, two free dipping sauces, and six free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick Pizza Pizza today.
9-6-7-11-11-Pizza-Pizza. 9-6-7-11-11. As we go, what about Carol Vadney?
He was my best friend, Carol Vadney. Well, he was. He was my best friend, him and Bobby Schmatz on the Boston Bruins. And the old story was that Andrew Savard says, when you see Vad, you see Don. And when you see Don, you see Vad. But unfortunately, in this business, Brian, as you know, it's a tough business. If you want to win, your friend's got to go. And I'll tell you about that tomorrow, how I got rid of one of my best friends, Carol Vadney.